Well, we're going to do a new song today. It's not a new song. We've done it years ago, but it's called Everlasting God. And it's from the Isaiah 40 chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and read some verses from 28 through 31 that are basically the whole meaning of the song. I think we all know that we're living in an unusual time. Gay said to me on Friday, she says, I don't think many people are alive where we've had this kind of a world crisis. And so I think it's good to remember who our God is. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall fall utterly. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's our God. He takes the foolish things of the world and he confounds the wise. He takes the weak things and makes them strong. And so in this time of kind of a unknowing time, when we shake the hand and greet someone, we don't know what, you know, where they've been or what they've been in contact with. But we know that our God, our Lord, the one who watches over our lives, he's our creator. And he knows things that are for us unsearchable. And so trust is going to be the key. Trusting him, trusting his ways, trusting his heart, trusting his love for us. And I believe as we do that, we'll be able to move through this time and come out on the other side and realize that our God was faithful no matter what we went through. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you are the everlasting God. And so we ask that as we experience this time together, Lord, as we share, Lord, your love and we share your presence with each other, Lord, that we would come out of here changed and transformed and more like you. So we just thank you for that now. In Jesus' name. Are you going to read that? Okay, good. That's what I was going to have you read. So go ahead.
I didn't know. We're going to have a time of prayer before we start ministering. And for those of you that haven't heard, President has declared today a National Day of Prayer for the state that America is in right now. And I do want to read something that was in the Washington Times, I don't know if you got to read this or not, but I'm going to read it because this is from the president. With many houses of worship shuttered around the country, President Trump proclaimed Sunday a national day of prayer for all Americans affected by the coronavirus pandemic and for the national response efforts. He says Americans must remember that no problem is too big for God to handle. Mr. Trump urged people of all faiths and religions, traditions, and backgrounds to offer prayer.
I actually have the document.
Oh.
That's what I was going to have you read.
Oh, sorry.
Instead of having someone say what he said.
Oh.
That can always not always go so well. So we were close on the same page.
You want me to report what you have?
Yeah, because Grace sent it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Does it have the scriptures in there and everything?
It has. It's the entire document.
Huh, that's so awesome.
So hang on here.
So for those of you that don't know, Grace International is our church covering. And we went to pastor's retreat this last week and met with all of the Grace people that are in the Northwest and had a time of prayer and a time of contemplation about what's going on in America and how best to love on people through it. So, okay, here we go. By the President of the United States of America proclamation, in our times of greatest need, Americans have always turned to prayer to help guide us through trials and periods of uncertainty. As we continue to face the unique challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans are Americans are unable to gather in their churches, temples, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship. But in this time, we must not cease asking God for added wisdom, comfort, and strength. And we must especially pray for those who have suffered harm or who have lost loved ones. I ask you to join me in a day of prayer for all people who have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic and to pray for God's healing hand to be placed on the people of our nation. As your president, I ask you to pray for the health and well-being of your fellow Americans and to remember that no problem is too big for God to handle. We should all take heart in the holy words found in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Let us pray that all those affected by the virus will feel the presence of our Lord's protection and love during this time. With God's help, we will overcome the threat. On Friday, I declared a national emergency and took other bold actions to help deploy the full power of the federal government to assist with efforts to combat the coronavirus pandemic. I now encourage all Americans to pray for those on the front lines of the response, especially our nation's outstanding medical professionals and public health officials who are working tirelessly to protect all of us from the coronavirus and treat patients who are affected. All of our courageous first responders, National Guard, and dedicated individuals who are working to ensure the health and safety of our communities and our federal, state, and local leaders. We are confident that he will provide them with the wisdom they need to make difficult decisions and take decisive action to protect Americans all across the country. As we come to our Father in prayer, we remember the words found in Psalm 91. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. As we unite in prayer, we are reminded that there is no burden too heavy for God to lift or for this country to bear with his help. Luke 1:37 promises, "For with God nothing shall be impossible," and those words are just as true today as they have ever been. As one nation under God, we are greater than the hardships we face. And through prayer and acts of compassion and love, we will rise to this challenge and emerge stronger and more united than ever before. May God bless each of you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Amen. So, Jesse Kent, I was going to have some music going just so it's like... I could put this back on if you want me to, but yeah, just as long as we get no words, though, and something quiet. Thank you. So this is a time of prayer for all of us, so it's not going to be just Pastor Gay and I praying, so I will open, but as you heard, we're going to be praying for the nation. I think we need to pray for wisdom for all of our leaders, because knowing what kind of decisions to make and when to make them and so that they don't necessarily affect our economy worse than they need to, and also so that they can make sure that people who might get infected might not get infected because of the decisions that they make. So that's very important. We need to pray for all of the healthcare workers. I remember when I was first watching in China in the early February and late January, how the healthcare workers were just crying because they were exhausted. They were totally worn out because they were going like almost 24/7. They were sleeping on floors for just a couple hours, just in between their pretty much 24-hour shift, and so. You know, we don't want to see that happen. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but if that does happen, let's pray that God does give them the strength. And our daughter is a nurse. You know, our son-in-law is a doctor, and so you know they're potentially going to be affected. Bob, you're going to say, Right, what the enemy meant for evil, yeah.
That the Amalekite spirit, and just happens to get right, and find that Amalekite spirit, because he's wonderful.
Well, you can come up and pray about that when you get ready, because not everybody understands everything that you're saying right now. But when you pray it, we'll just agree with you. So I know what you're saying, though, that there was an enemy of Israel who was a physical enemy, and they constantly were after the destruction of Israel. And we know that the enemy of our soul, what's he want to do? He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what this virus is doing. It's stealing people's livelihoods. It's killing individuals, and it's destroying nations. And so, very much so, we can pray against that. You can go ahead. Oh, you're bringing that over. Good. So we want to pray again for healthcare workers. We want to pray for our president. We want to pray for health for him, that he stays strong. You know, he was tested for the coronavirus yesterday, and he came up negative. And so we just want to pray that God's covering's over him. So I'm just going to ask all of us, as the Lord puts it on our heart, to come up. And even if you're just saying, Lord, just bless our nation, that's all. But let's see if everybody can participate in this time, from young to old. And so that we can pray for our nation, and we'll agree with each other.
And feel free to walk around and agree in prayer and whatever you feel the Lord leading you to do.
Right.
This is just a comfortable
But it'd be good
time
if we could
family.
Pray over the mic just for anybody
right.
who's listening.
Right.
But Father, we just come before your throne of grace right now. And Lord, your word says that we can find help and mercy in time of need. And Lord, our country, Lord, our world is in great need. And so we come on behalf, Lord, of the United States. We come on behalf, Lord, of Washington State and Yakima County and Yakima. Lord, we come on behalf, Lord, as a creature that you've created in this world, Lord. We come to you and we ask that your mercies, Lord, would be new every morning to us, Lord, that we would be able to receive, Lord, your grace and help in time of need, Lord. We pray for, Lord, our president. We pray that you would just be with him, Lord, give him strength, encourage his heart. Lord, give him wisdom, Lord, and give him the proper words to speak, Lord, to the nation, to comfort hearts and to encourage those, Lord, who may be fearful. Lord, and we just ask right now that you would just let your hand of mercy cover us. Let your hand of healing, Lord, cover those who are sick. Touch those, Lord, who are in hospitals, Lord, in Italy and are at the brink of their very last breath, Lord. Touch them with your healing hand. Lord, bring your breath from heaven, Lord, into their lungs and restore and heal what the enemy has tried to destroy. We just ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just be with us, Lord, as only you can. We're crying out, Lord, and saying, help us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we are facing an enemy that is trying to steal, kill, and destroy us. And we just ask right now, Lord, that you would do a healing work, Lord, in all of the bodies that have been plagued, Lord, with this virus, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we pray for the healthcare professionals, God, from the ones that are the doctors and the administrators, all the way down to the ones that are cleaning rooms and mm-hmm. and emptying garbage and who are in this battle, God. Father, we pray for protection over their lives, God. Father, we pray for strength for them, God. Father, we pray as they are being asked to work more and longer, Father, that you would give them the fortitude to be able to do that, God. Father, we pray for protection for them. We pray for protection for all of the healthcare workers that are right in the midst of it, God, praying that you would strengthen their bodies, God, that you would give them antibodies to be able to fight this infection, God, and Father, that they would be able to bring the kind of help to individuals that they're caring for that they need, God. Father, we just thank you, God, because these people are putting their own lives on the line, and God, we want to honor them by praying protection over them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, go before them, go behind them, build a wall, a hedge of protection around them, God. Father, give them encouragement in their spirits, God, as they are tired and weary, God. Give them encouragement and let them know how appreciated they are, God, and how we value them, Lord. And Father, we thank you, God, because where it wasn't our gifting, it is theirs. And you've gifted them with the ability to help others.
Amen.
In this way, God. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would just be with each one. Father, for the families of these health workers, God, that the health workers may not even be going home because they don't want to contaminate. Father, we pray for the moms of the dads and the dads of the moms that are taking care of the children at home and caring for them, God, just lift them up, Lord God, and encourage them, God, and find ways that they can speak to their loved one even if they aren't close physically to them, God. And Father, just keep their hearts continually encouraged, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, because you have gifted them with the gift of healing. And we pray, Lord God, that that healing would just be shed abroad in everybody that needs it, God, in these United States and each area that's affected, God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone else can come up and pray as you feel inspired. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, you are the Prince of Peace, the Peacemaker, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And we know, Lord, that fear is overcoming more than there needs to be, Father God. And your word says that you have not given us the spirit of fear, Lord, but courage, Father God.
Yes.
Lord, I ask that your peace overcome all these people that are worried, all these people that are feeling that they're exposed, Father God, to something that is not there, Lord. Just like we can't see you in spirit, Father God, we cannot see this virus either, Lord. But the fear that is there is on a lot of people, Father God.
Amen.
Lord, we know that your word says, again, what the enemy has meant for evil, you will turn into good, Lord. Let this be a time, Father God, when people turn to you, Lord, instead of to the world, Father God.
Amen.
That want to open their hearts, Father God, to feel your touch, Lord, your healing touch upon all, Lord. Keep us from being victims of worse things to come, Father God. Keep us from falling short of your glory, Father God, mm-hmm. if we feel that we are not on the right path, Lord. Let your light shine on all lives, Father God, nationwide, worldwide, Lord.
Amen.
Let us all be strong, stand in your word, Father God. And we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for everything,
you, Lord.
For what you give us, for what you've taken for us, Father God. Let this be a time when your light shines stronger in each one of us, Father God, and we could offer the light to others that are not sure of what to do or where to stand at these moments, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord,
for your glory. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Mm. Father, we come against that spirit of that coronavirus in the name of Jesus, the COVID-19. Father, we ask right now that you would annihilate this thing by your love and by your compassion and
Amen.
Your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And we rebuke you, coronavirus. The Lord rebuke you. And we ask this thing to come to nothing very soon. And Father God, we pray that we would be not like it was in 9/11, where we flocked to you, we cried out to you, and then when the dust settles, and we're back to our normal things again. Father, I pray right now that this will not be that time that we will repeat again, that we will cry out to you, and then when it's all over, we will turn and we will forget who is the one that came and rescued us and saved us from this thing. And Father, we ask right now that this thing would come to an end. It has gone all over the earth. like never before as we have seen anything in our own lives. So, Father, we ask right now that you'd be merciful, Father. And we ask, Father, yes. God, we yes. just cry out to you, Lord, where is repentance in this nation? Where is repentance in the world? We pray, Father God, that this will stir up a spirit of repentance throughout the earth. And we give you the praise and the glory for that in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you that the name of Jehovah is a shield about us.
Amen.
And nothing can get through that shield if we trust in you. Father, help us to put our trust in you.
Amen.
And we want to just be in mindful of that we have your DNA.
Amen.
Living and moving in us. And
Amen.
We will not be affected by this stuff. I declare that those who trust in you, that know you, that have relation with you, and that are looking into your word and maybe a little fearful at this time, but Lord, let that strength come into them. Let assurance come in them that you got this all under control.
You are still, Lord,
on the throne.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
and,
Lord.
And we know that you created all things.
Mm-hmm.
You even created the destroyer, according to your word. And so this has all got a purpose. We want your purpose to be done.
Amen. Your will.
Yes, your will to be done. And I pray the protection of our healthcare workers, that they will realize that if they stand in you, they have the infusion of the blood of Jesus
Amen.
In their veins. And nothing can hurt them. Hallelujah. Unless your divine will has them, Lord, I'm ready to die for you. And when we know you like that, we don't care what happens to us, but we are ready for you to do what you want. And I just pray against that Amalekite spirit that comes up from behind and attacks the innocent and the feeble and the little ones and the people that are weak and I pray that Amalekite spirit will be put down in the name of Yeshua.
In Jesus'
you
name.
Said that you are our rear guard, and we claim that right now.
Amen.
That this
Amen.
Amalekite spirit that is taking our babies in abortion and this COVID-19 is attacking those that are weak and feeble.
Yeah.
And I just pray that spirit will be demolished in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
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 We stand in your name. We stand firm. We put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Will stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Praise
Father.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Someone else? Heart's burning? Jesus.
Father God, I just pray that you draw everybody's heart to you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father God, I pray that you would just take this time of crisis, Lord, and bring us all together, Lord, to be worshiping you, God, and turning to you in this time of need, Lord.
Amen.
And not to the world and the empty shelves in the stores, Father God, but we turn to you because you're our provider, Lord.
Amen.
You will provide us with whatever it is that we need, Lord. And I just pray that you take this time and you just draw our hearts to you, Father God, so that we all can become the people that you want us to be, Lord.
Amen.
That we all are believers, Lord, and that we're not turning to this world, Lord, but we're turning to you, Father God. Father, bring us closer to you, Lord. Draw our hearts to you, Lord.
Thank
draw
you,
us
Lord.
To you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, your timing is crucial, Father God. With Easter just a few steps away from us, Lord, I think that this is a good time for this to happen, Lord, so that spirits and hearts can be resurrected high towards you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lift us, Father God. Lift the spirits, lift the hearts, Father God, like you did on the day of resurrection.
Amen.
And let this be a new beginning, Heavenly Father, a great one, Lord, a good one, Father God, for all nations, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as your word says, Lord, that the Spirit of God is like a wind that blows, and that you see the rustling of the leaves, but you don't know where it comes from or even where it's going. So, Lord, we pray that we would see some real rustling of the spiritual leaves, Lord, of this country, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God would blow on this country, Lord, in a fresh new way, Lord, in such a way, Lord, that individuals, Lord, would feel the presence of God, would experience the love of God. Lord, I pray most of all that those in difficult times right now, in difficult places, Lord, would know your love, know that they're loved, know that no matter what their circumstances look like, Lord, that you love them and that you're for them, Lord, you're not against them. And Lord, that you're even more for them, Lord, than you are for yourself. You're more for their well-being, Lord, than you are for your own well-being. Lord, that they would realize that you put them first. And that, Lord, no matter what the enemy brings their way, no matter how dark and how destructive it may look like, Lord, that you have a plan for them, Lord, and that plan is for them to experience who you are and experience, Lord, your transformation, Lord, and to become like Jesus. Lord, we just pray that the wind of the Holy Spirit would blow, Lord, and start with our hearts here this morning. Lord, start with our lives, Lord. Blow afresh on us a new Holy Spirit and awaken in us, Lord, areas that maybe have become dormant or maybe have never been awakened, Lord, to who you are and your love for our lives, Lord. We just ask that what the enemy has meant for evil, Lord, against this nation and against this world, you would make it good. Lord, even though it looks like it's meant for destruction, Lord, that you can take even what has been destroyed and resurrected into something glorious. You can take tragedies, Lord, and turn them into triumphs. And we pray that that would be the case with this virus in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible says that Jesus wept. It also says that he wept over Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, we come to you this morning and we ask that you would forgive us as you are seated at the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf.
Yes, Lord.
We repent if we are causing you to continue to weep over the condition of your people and over the world. And Father, we are so grateful that you are slow to anger and long suffering. And we just praise you for that. We thank you for your mercy.
And Father, we ask right now, in the name of your precious Son, that you would revive us.
Yes.
Give us clean hearts, Lord God. Make us a people that you are, that you would not repent, that you created. So, Father, we ask right now that you would move upon this earth, upon this nation, upon your people, because everything hinges on your people, Lord God. When we quit praying and we quit pursuing you, things happen. And that is rightfully so. But Lord, you've got our attention again, and may we never look back to what things once were, but look forward and to see the glory of the Lord upon the earth. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, I just want to lift the elderly to you, the ones that are medically compromised, God, that you, God, would be their strength. God, you would be their protection. You would be their giver of life, God. Father, that you would be the one that encamps around them, God, and protects them, Lord. Father, I especially want to lift up Jesse. I want to lift up Kay to you. Both are close to our hearts, God, and we pray for their bodies, Lord God, that you would just fill them full of your spirit, God. Father, fill them full of your healing power, God. Fill them full, Lord Jesus, of protection and immunes, Lord God, that will fight, Lord God. And Father, that they would
Amen.
Be able to stand, Lord God, and be able to boldly say, God is my God, and he is my refuge, and he is my protector.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, God, that you care, Lord God, about those, Lord God, and that they would just seek you at every turn, God. They would be, their hearts would be turned towards you, God, Father, and that they would be drawn by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Draw these hearts, Lord God, to you. Father, that's the most important thing, that their hearts be drawn to you, God. So, Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I pray that you will open up the doors evangelism to us, Father, that we will be able to, that we'll be ready to give an account of the hope that is in us.
Amen.
When things look like it's bad and everybody thinks we're just, you know, things are going to end, you have all under control, and we can keep a smile on our face and be confident and in you. And Father, I pray that that hope will just come through us to them, Father, and they will ask us, that we'll be able to give an answer to the hope that is within us, Father.
Amen.
And I just pray that you'll prepare the hearts, plow up that fallow ground that for us to plant the seed. And Father, you bring forth the increase. We give you all the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Go up, step. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great
is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, and our hearts will sing how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Amen. Amen.
Can
he
I
is
pray
great.
For one more thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Father, I just want to pray for teachers and for students, God. Father, for right now, schools have been completely closed. And Father, these teachers are depending on a salary, and these students are depending on relationships that they've made in school, God, to be what brings them comfort, and they're being shut from that, God. So Father, I pray that in the midst of that, you would fill the void. God, you would bring about a way where these teachers can continue to have money come in through the government, and you would make a way, Lord God, for the students' hearts to be encouraged. And God, my heart is completely broken for the children that depend on school lunch to be their only food, God. Father, they're now not going to be in school to receive that, and God, you care about the hungry children. So, Father, meet their need, God. Father, help us, our hearts, to be aware, God, that there are children that don't have food in the morning and at night, and their lunch is their strength and their energy, God. Father, just help us to look out and beyond ourselves, God, to those that are in deep need, Lord Jesus. Father, fill their hungry bellies, Lord, as only you can, God. Bring it into the hearts of those that have to be able to give, God. And Father, we'll thank you, God, because you care about them more than we do.
Yes.
You care about them, Lord. And so, Father, be with the kids, be with the teachers, be with those, Lord God, that are completely affected by the school shutdown. Father, we just thank you for that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Does anyone have anything else they want to share or admonition? Right. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Yeah. The least among us, they're trying to corrupt them. Amen. Okay. Well, praise God. It's 10 minutes. I don't think we're going to get much of a lesson in. That was a good time of prayer. Let's continue in an attitude of prayer this week as we hear. I know sometimes it's easy just to hear stuff and just like go, oh my, oh my. Well, when we start going, oh my, say, oh Lord Jesus, you know. We know that bad things happen. We know that God ultimately is in control. I mean, with just a spoken word, all of this could be gone. but he can also use what the enemy is trying to intend for our destruction for good. And I believe that's what this is going to be. I believe as you guys were praying and believing that this is going to be something, like Roger was saying, that's going to stick. That when people turn to the Lord, it's not going to be just because, you know, it's what they used to call them, where the foxhole prayers, that where people want to get saved, and then, you know, once they're out of the foxhole and they're safe and they're out of the army, they just go living their life. But these will be truly repentant lives. I know that individuals came to the Lord during 9/11, and one of them is Tim St. Martin, who is with us. He really gave his life, and that's when he dedicated his life as in the National Guard for you and I. He puts his life on the line and has done that several times. But that was because of an event like this. And so we don't know why you know these things are happening, but we know that God will take them and make them good, just as we sang that song, that he makes everything work out for our good. And especially us, because we're the called according to his purpose. We are the ones that know him and that have his spirit living in us, and that we know his light, that we should be able to, out of anyone, as someone was saying, bring a good news word with this, even though it looks tragic to people. I know a lot of people are scared. I mean, a lot of people I read online and stuff, they're saying they don't know what's going on. You know, they read about other countries and they say, is that going to happen here? Well, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, stay safe. Do, you know, practice, you know, what you would think is common sense, you know. And you don't necessarily have to go overboard, but, you know, be a light in this time of darkness. Be a voice of God's counsel, because we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Roger. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Okay. Well, I think we love you too. And you guys chose to be here today. Other places are meeting online. Now, we don't know what could happen next week, so let's just plan ahead. There are some programs that we can use, like one called Zoom, where we can, if we wanted to, we could all be on the same screen and we could share if for whatever reason they say no public meetings at all. That's happened other places. Would you guys be willing to do that? We'll just meet at 10:30, and you know, we can sing some a cappella, or we can just share together what the Lord's doing. What's that? Well, that wouldn't be obeying the laws of our land, and so that would be a bad example probably. But I mean, you know, there's things that we can do. Thank goodness for technology. So, and if anybody, if it comes to that, I'll let people know, you know, what apps to download. And you'd have to have internet. So poor Phyllis, they don't have full internet. So, but amen. You can do it on your phone. Yep. Yeah, no, that'll be fine. Or you can just listen, you know. I'm sure if we come to that point, we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm sure if we come to that point, we'll have a lot to talk about and share. And maybe we'll just pray again. We just take turns praying. That's pretty powerful. This was a powerful moment today. Just want to let you know I appreciate everyone who didn't pray out loud, but I know you were agreeing with us. And that's just as powerful as someone vocalizing a prayer. Don't think if you didn't come up here that you weren't praying. Us just being together and combining our faith is just as powerful. Amen? All right. Well, praise the Lord. Well, you guys have a good day. And if anything comes up or anything, and we're brothers and sisters in Christ, let's pray with each other. You know, we have different text threads going. A lot of times our men who do the Wednesday night will send texts, and especially my brother here, Will Herman, will send out scriptures and encourage us in the morning. And actually this morning, did you guys see that Junior sent a song? If you get a chance, listen to that song. It's really good. Really, really good. That's Junior who sent that. Yep. All right. Well, bless you guys. Love you.